This morning, I will read Proverbs 3 and then have a few things that encourage me. So, Proverbs 3. My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and abundant welfare they will give you. Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline, or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves the one he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy are those who find wisdom, and those who get understanding. For her income is better than silver, and her revenue better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. My child, do not let these escape from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and prudence, and they will be life for your soul, an adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you sit down, you will not be afraid, and when you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden panic or of the storm that strikes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. Then it is your power when it is your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give it when you have it with you. Do not plan harm against your neighbor who lives trustingly beside you. Do not quarrel with anyone without cause when no harm has been done to you. Do not envy the violent and do not choose any of their ways, for the perverse are an abomination to the Lord. But the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on those of the wicked, but he blesses the abode of the righteous. Toward the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he shows favor. The wise will inherit honor, but stubborn fools disgrace. So I liked verse 5 where it said to trust in the Lord and acknowledge him, and then he will make straight paths for you. So if we're in the will of God, he will do that for us. And then also in verse 21, like it says, if we do not let these things escape from our sight, then we'll have all these good things. Like we won't stumble, we won't be afraid, and we will. Says your sleep will be sweet. So, anyway, that's all I have for this morning. Hope it was encouraging.
Amen, Brother David. Thank you for reading God's word like that. No corrections, and maybe someone can correct me. On that verse 5, and lean not on your own understanding. Okay, think of some examples in the Old Testament. I'll just think of two and I'll throw it out for other brothers. Naaman, when he was going to be cured from leprosy, says, what a joke this is, I'm going back. Then his servant told him, just do what he said, it's not that, and he did it. So he was leaning on his own understanding, but then he was corrected. And another one would be Abraham's servant, Eliezer, when he went to find a wife for Isaac. How does it go? It says that I got in the way. How does it say that? I being in the way, the Lord led me to Rebekah, something like that, right? I being in the way, the Lord led me. He was leaning on his own understanding, right? And of course he said, let me find someone that's going to feed the animals, Norman, something like that, right? But I think that when you lean on your own understanding, God will correct you. The Lord be magnified.
Servants of the Lord. Shema.